Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Jesse Noel, Regional Director, Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority West. Jesse, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Noel. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
So you have on the ballot a millage renewal for flood protection. Tell us about the importance of this renewal.
So in 2018, the voters on the West Bank and West Jefferson authorized a 4.75 mil tax to fund levee lifts and major maintenance on our three closure complexes. And we've put, since then, $23 million into levee lifts. So we raised about 18 miles of levee, about 2 feet, which obviously helps the resilience of the system. And then those three closure complexes were brand new and shiny in 2012, and we work every day diligently to operate and maintain those structures, and making sure that we can close those structures. You know, one of them is the West Closure Complex. It's about 225 feet wide on the sector gate. We have the Harvey Canal Complex under the Lopalco Bridge, and the Bayou Signet Complex right behind the West Wego Shrimp Lot. And all three of those structures have to close for an event. It's extremely important that we can operate and maintain the system, because I like to say to everybody down here at the Levee District, there's no second chances in flood protection. It has to work 100% of the time when we have a surge event coming toward us.
And that 4.75 mils, is that the only source of revenue that you guys have for these particular maintenance issues?
No, it's not. So we have a constitutional millage in West Jefferson and in Algiers that funds our day-to-day operations. And so we have about 50 folks who cut 80 miles of flood protection. So it's 80 miles of levees, flood walls, flood gates, and the three structures I recently said. And so that constitutional millage allows us to conduct our day-to-day operations. And this supplemental millage in West Jefferson makes sure that we can lift the levees and maintain those large closure complexes specifically. So it's dedicated to that purpose. It doesn't fund our day-to-day operations. We do have money for that, and that's what the millage is for.
And the 4.75 mils generates what in dollars?
About $6.1 million annually.
Everyone always has, a mission or vision statement for the organization. As it relates to these dollars, what projects do y'all see that are critical to the services you provide that you need these dollars to fund moving forward?
So we're actively working on two reaches of levee lift. One is a 850-foot levee section in West Wego, and another is about a mile out in toward Waggaman. And then we're also working to dewater these three sector gates. And we say dewater, they're large metal structures that are painted That paint degrades over time, and we have to blast and paint them and make sure that the metal is in good shape, because those three sector gates, for all intents and purposes, day-to-day, they're big holes in the system. You know, it's a 225-feet wide hole at West Closure and a 56-foot wide opening at Bayou Signet, and we close those gates for a hurricane and make sure that that hole is filled, and we want to make sure that those things operate, and that's what this money funds.
And that's critical. I mean, you said these sector gates are, what, 13-year-olds, 13 years old now?
Yeah. Two of them are 13, and the Harvey Canal gate's actually been in the water for 20 years. It was actually in the water for Hurricane Katrina. And so they're aging. We know they protect something, you know, we're very proud of. We protect $41 billion in assets, and over 250,000 people live behind our system. And so when we're maintaining this stuff, this is what we're thinking about, making sure that we're keeping these people dry.
Jesse, the point I wanted to make is I talk about this a lot on this show. It's one thing to get dollars. Sometimes you get grant dollars if you're lucky and you're able to build this and you build it. And a lot of folks forget about maintaining it. And, you know, these structures are only as good as the constant and most recent maintenance that's done on the on these structures, right?
Correct. And we, you know, we work diligently every day to maintain them. We exercise all of our complex structures every other week. So that's twice a month. And that's burning diesel. That's, you know, we need oil changes. We need to grease things. And we're making sure we're staying on top of that because, again, there's no second chances. And so we know that, and it has to work.
Yeah, and you believe in Murphy's Law, too, right? Because I do. It, when it breaks, it's going to be at the most inconvenient time, and you got to be prepared for it, right?
Absolutely. All the major maintenance we've had thus far always seems to happen in April. So just in the nick of time, we can get it turned around.
But that's better than June.
Turned around.
That's
yeah,
better than June.
It is better than June. It is indeed.
Jesse, when we talk about levee lifts, so you said there's an 850-foot section that you're doing in one area and a 1 mile. How much of a levee lift and how important is that levee lift based on what you guys are seeing that you're trying to prevent?
So the entire post-Katrina system was built to a plus 14 or better in elevation, and that includes the flood walls. But obviously the levees settle. Everybody in South Louisiana should know that. And so the levees are below that plus 14. We have about an average elevation of about 13.5, which is more than sufficient to protect against the design storm. But we have a couple of sections that are even lower than that. When we go back to do levee lifts, we like to add 2 or 3 feet of dirt minimum just to maximize the lifespan of that levee. And so making sure you're only as good as your lowest spot in the system. And that's why we're targeting that 1 mile section, that 850-foot section, because they are a little bit lower. And you know, getting those up above, you know, if I'm going to lose, well, we have 47 miles of perimeter protection levee for the hurricane surge. I want to lose by all 47. I don't want to lose by 50 feet. And so we got to make sure all of it's as high as possible to make sure that if anything is going to happen on a massive event, that it's, you know, that we're high enough to try and withstand it.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And that's another issue that we don't often talk enough about. A lot of folks feel like we build the levy, it's there, it's going to be stable, it's not changing, it's static. But that's not true. I mean, those levies are completely dynamic. And in many areas of levy systems, not necessarily within your levy system, but I know you're aware of this, there are many areas where they've not done these levy lifts, and they're really kind of behind the eight ball right now, right? I mean, you know, when you're losing inches every year, it's tough. You got to stay on top of it.
Correct. And I like to describe it as when you build a levy in South Louisiana, you're building on top of a sponge. And as you start, that sponge is going to compress a lot, and over time, that sponge gets squeezed all the way down, and it'll slow down. So you gain strength over time. But it is a sponge nonetheless, and it's going to keep compressing. And so we have to keep chasing that elevation, keep trying to go higher and higher to make sure that, again, the whole system is sufficient to withstand the storms.
And when you do levee lifts, that's almost as equally as challenging as building a new levee, right? Because the process that you use, you got to make sure that you're not creating any damage to the already existing portion of the levee.
Correct. The processes and procedures are exactly the same as building the levee. The only difference is your start elevation is a little bit higher. And so you still have to do all the degrassing and compacting of the dirt and making sure it's of sufficient design strength to withstand the storm surge that will inevitably happen.
And then to make matters even more challenging, I don't believe that y'all have access to the levee to do this 365 a year, because when the water's high, you're less likely to go out there and do this type of work, right?
Correct. And you want to do it mostly outside of hurricane season. You're always dependent on the weather because wet dirt doesn't compact well. And so you need good dry weather to get it done in an adequate amount of time. And so there's a lot of considerations when talking about levee lifts.
Now, folks are saying there's going to be a very low turnout election. Early voting is going on now. How concerned are you guys?
Well, hopefully we've been beating the streets. We've been talking to community groups. We've been trying to communicate via social media, make sure everybody's aware that the renewal is on the ballot, and it is a renewal. And we, you know, we're hopeful that the folks that we have communicated with are the folks that are going to vote, and we certainly ask everybody to go make their voice heard. You know, go vote, go make your voice heard.
Yeah, if you want to sleep at night during a hurricane and not have to worry about the structures out there, it doesn't mean it's 100% foolproof, but if you're appropriately maintaining it, you are eliminating, in my view, a lot of risk, and this is money well spent. Jesse Noel, thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate it. Best of luck to you. Folks, early voting's going on now. You can get out and vote through Saturday, I think, of this week, and then the election is on April the 29th. Best of luck to you, Jesse.
Thank you so much, Noel. I appreciate you having me.
That's Jesse Noel, Regional Director, Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority West. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.